This podcast is part of the Gunna Geek Network. The opinions expressed may not reflect those of other podcasts or affiliates of this show or Gunna Geek. Check out other geeky podcasts at GunnaGeek.com. And get ready because geekiness commences in 3, 2, 1.
The Gunna Geek Network presents the latest installment of All Things Good and Nerdy. With your hosts, Naki.
Internet is really, really great.
For porn.
Anthony.
No pants, all bacon and dick butts.
And Chris.
So I'm going to say this as nice as I can. You go to hell, sir. You go to hell and you die.
They're here each week to talk about the latest in nerd news. And sometimes they bring a special guest host along, too.
As Magneto once said, ha ha ha, welcome to die.
I want to cut you all. I'm just going to cut you all.
Meat candy. Woohoo!
You have boobs.
So kick your feet up and relax as you take in the latest crazy episode of All Things Good and Nerdy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 149 of the All Things Good and Nerdy podcast. Coming at you a little late on Sunday, March 8th, 2015. These things happen. You guys should expect that from us if you sit in the chat room. We like to go late. We like to keep you in anticipation of our greatness or something.
Fuck the time change. We're still 40 minutes early. We're not late.
There you go. I agree with that. I agree with Anthony. But you guys might remember last week we were telling you Naki's probably not going to be here. There's a chance that in the last 10 minutes of the show she might be here. And since we started late, we might get her even more likely. That's my excuse for being late. But don't worry, Anthony and I are still here, of course, and we brought two guest hosts to fill Naki's, to fill the void of Naki on here. You guys all remember Cody from Unqualified Gamers. He's back with us again. How's it going, Cody?
Well, I don't know if we all remember Cody.
You should all remember.
Yes, yes. Yeah, especially with this haircut. Yikes. I go into my stylist and I'm like, yeah, give me like a British rock star. And instead she gives me like an 80s punk grunge. I don't know what is going on. I was hoping for a little more David Tennant and a little less Goon 3 from the Double Dragon movie. But I mean, what can you do?
Well, you kind of got kind of a Conan O'Brien swoop to it.
Yeah, my hair generally swoops. It's like a pterodactyl in that way. I imagine pterodactyls swooped a lot back in their heyday, but I could be wrong. There's really no way of... Well, unless you have a time machine.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I forgot. You did the Game of Thrones podcast, not the Wow.
Worst
transition.
Time machines. Yeah, no time machines.
We don't have the Gallifreyers here.
Well, technically, the time machine could go back and check out Westeros, I guess.
I guess so. And I guess we should...
It can go through anywhere in time and space, right?
Yep.
It's true. Right. I want to see Doctor Who crossover with Star Wars, then.
Right, exactly. Because Westeros happened a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, right?
Can they fly the box, like, lazily to the left?
It's more like another dimension.
Another dimension is how you pronounce that. Jesus told me that.
Another dimension.
See now, if you do the right costume, you could totally look like you're Mad Max.
Like Beyond Thunderdome?
Yeah. Do the right costume, do the right stuff with your hair, totally Mad Max, post-apocalyptic. I'm really crazy.
I'm waiting to see Mad Bane. That new movie looks good.
So Cody, they're giving you hell in the chat room. SP Stargate Pioneer has gone, man, way to go your own way to know your own network. Ouch.
I listen to Gallifrey Public Radio. I jest. I actually know what's going on.
That was a trick to test you, SP.
That was. That actually was.
So I should bring up our final guest host today, one of the newest additions to the Gunna Geek Network. We've got Jeannie, the host of Tyrion's Landing. Did I say it right? I'm not a Game of Thrones person.
Yes, it's Tyrion's Landing.
Hello, and welcome to the network. We're excited to have you guys joining us because...
I'm really excited to join.
We're like Game of Thrones. We don't have one of those. Oh, we know people that want to do one. We're like, or are doing one and want to be in the network. And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, how did we not already have a Game of Thrones? I mean, like, Wing was talking about starting his 19th podcast to cover Constantine, and we didn't have a fucking Game of Thrones podcast. That's ridiculous.
Well, in hindsight, it's probably good we didn't start that Constantine podcast.
It's all right. We talk about it on CMYK TV.
Did it get canceled?
It's not canceled yet.
I think it's still in limbo.
Oh, they're still in limbo. Okay.
There's still a glimmer.
I think they're probably still trying to sell it to some cable network.
Well, it's either canceled or it's going to be SIFI. Because it's still NBC Universal.
Actually, SIFI would be good.
Yeah, because if they do that, they can rebrand it as Hellblazer and make it more adult. Which could really help that show.
I think so. I've only watched the first two episodes of Constantine. The rest are sitting on my DVR because I'm far too backed up on TV shows I need to watch.
Chris is backed up.
Hey, yeah. I knew as soon as I said it, that was going to be problematic.
I have a really long queue of things I need to watch, and so of course I'm rewatching Babylon 5 and X-Files.
You know, I'm actually a big fan of Constantine. I'm reading his book right now. It's called An Actor Prepares Constantine Stanislavski.
I think that might be a different Constantine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's like the Bill Paxton, Bill Pullman thing. They're not the same person.
Oh, the guy from Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, no. Different guy altogether.
Huh.
Awesome.
He went on an excellent adventure with Ted, though, I will tell you that much.
A most excellent one.
It really was. Let's be excellent to each other, guys. Always.
Indeed.
Wild Stallions!
I love those movies.
I visited a friend in Vegas one time, and we passed by a Circle K, and I said, I wonder if there's something afoot, and she didn't know what I was talking about. I was highly disappointed.
Nice.
Also,
I think it's sad now. I don't think they can do a sequel, because now that George Carlin's gone, you have no Rufus.
There's still plans to make one.
They keep talking about it, but I don't know. If without Rufus, I don't think you can do it.
Yeah, but remember, they talked about doing a Ghostbusters sequel for how long, and it's finally happening?
Yeah, with none of the Ghostbusters in it.
I wouldn't count on that. I don't think it's going to be a reboot. It's just going to be somebody else, but I would bet there'll probably be cameos.
Just not Bill Murray, I would assume.
Probably not. Yeah. Well, and I don't think Egon's going to show up either. So, sad to say.
Now I'm sad again.
Ghostbusters is like, to me, the classic example of just shut up and stop talking about it. Like, I looked at my time hop. It's that app that shows you what you did X years ago today. And, 4 years ago, I had tweeted, interview with Bill Murray about Ghostbusters 3. 4 years! And nice. Nothing has happened. Literally nothing has changed, except, some director was like, oh, yeah, I might cast these four girls, and okay.
If you think that's bad, you should go look back at the before Sony put out the first Raimi Spider-Man. That film was in production limbo and court between Marvel, Sony, and four other companies for about 23 years.
Yeah, I was going to say it was 15
before they
years.
Actually made that movie. Yeah. They spent two decades in court arguing over who could make the movie before they even made it.
Because it was.
Some stuff just stays in production hell. That's just, it's part of Hollywood.
How about the one, I can't remember the name of it now. The one on Mars.
John Carter.
How long, that was in limbo for 30 years.
Yeah, they should have waited longer on that one.
Well,
no, they just shouldn't have listened to the executive that changed the name.
That's true too.
To John Carter instead of Warlord of Mars. Everybody thought it was a damn Michael Clayton movie, so nobody went and saw it.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's not great, but yeah, the John Carter from Mars should have been what the title was.
It doesn't bother me so much when something's in production or production hell for decades. It's when people incessantly talk about it and gossip about it.
Yeah.
It's just shut. It'll come out when it comes out. I'm over it. How many times do you have to confirm Half-Life 3? before, like, you know, it's, they'll eventually announce it. Stop trying to say Half-Life 3 confirmed every day in the meantime.
And everyone wants money, so it'll happen eventually.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but all the talk about it, it's the 24-hour news cycle and, you know, geek podcasts trying to fill up their timeline.
Hey, I've had used filler stuff before on Slow News Week, so...
And that was when Chris was talking about Ghostbusters. It's coming out!
I have talked about it a couple times on the... God, yeah, if you went back through the past episodes of this show, it's probably been a central point on probably 4 or 5 different episodes, and that's over a long time. Yeah, because we're almost up to 150, so that'd be almost 3 years.
Nope.
Damn. So, Cody, I'm looking in the chat room here. Your hair is a popular discussion topic.
Where is this chat room?
So if you go to live.atgnpodcast.com, the chat room's embedded there. But Stargate Pioneer, he said, wow. Please turn Cody's picture off. That haircut's attacking my monitor.
Wow.
But don't worry, Steven wants you to leave it on because he's lonely and he broke his cardboard cutout of you yesterday.
Well, that's good. How about this? Here's what I'll do. We'll compromise. Here's what I can do for you.
Oh my god!
This is about the best that I can do. I'm not sure.
Are we turning into a wrestling podcast though?
You know, we don't have one of those on the network. And if anyone on the network or anyone out there wants to do a wrestling podcast, email Steven at gunnageek.com and tell him to
do not even tempt me. John, my co-host on Unqualified Gamers, has been telling me that I should do one so that I stop talking about wrestling on our podcast.
I know two people who would totally be perfect for it.
And me.
I know. In addition to you, I know another Cody and a Sean. They're constantly on Twitter, nothing but wrestling.
Yeah. The only thing stopping me from that right now is that the product is so stale and unwatchable.
That's the problem.
It is so bad these days. It's
2 weeks ago I went back and watched all the episodes of the show, everything that came out right after the Royal Rumble. So I watched Raw that week, I watched SmackDown, I watched NXT. And the fact that they have a heavyweight champion who can't use a microphone, it's fucking sad.
Well, you should watch the Jon Stewart one. That was pretty fun.
Jon Stewart was really good on Raw. He was very good on Raw.
I'll have to catch that. I didn't go back and watch that one yet.
Yeah.
He went in and did a segment, and he caught a better promo than probably any wrestler since CM Punk left.
Nice!
You need to watch the lead-up to it, because the one guy with the fucked-up hair...
Seth Rollins.
He claimed in a live show that he could do... the Daily Show better than Jon Stewart, since Jon Stewart's taking over, and he would actually make it watchable. And then Jon Stewart did a webcam video challenging Rollins, which was probably one of the best challenges I've seen in a while. Because it's Jon Stewart.
It's Jon Stewart, then, and of course it's gold.
Yeah, Rollins showed up on the moment of Zen and took over and then challenged Jon Stewart to come on to Raw, and it all led up to Raw. So you have to watch all the lead up as well as the Raw portion. It's really cool.
And I'll be honest, I haven't been watching a ton of wrestling since CM Punk left, because he was the most interesting person on there.
Yeah, since Punk left, it's...
The last time I watched wrestling, Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock were still there.
The Rock still comes back.
That's been a while. Yeah, well, Rock returns every once in a while. See, I'm a huge MMA fan, so I'm excited right now because CM Punk is in training and is going to have his first professional mixed martial arts fight in the UFC. And I am excited to see that, because unlike Brock Lesnar, I'm betting CM Punk can actually take a punch to the face.
It's possible.
So he'll actually be able to be an actual fucking fighter.
Look in the chat room.
Ronda Rousey fucking held her championship in 14 seconds. MMA is fucking amazing.
What? Well, looking in the chat room, Willie Nelson said, I'll do the wrestling cast if it can just be about the Raw's war era.
We're talking about nothing but Raw. What is it, Madison Square Garden? The start of Degeneration X?
Oh.
Those were the good old days.
We got two words for you.
That's right.
And this is taking me back to my younger days. I grew up on pro wrestling, and then I kind of waxed and waned with it for a few years. I'm currently in a period where I just watch occasionally because, like Cody said, it's really bad right now.
Yeah. Really. How funny is it, though, that the guy who co-started DX with the suck it to Vince McMahon grew up to marry Vince's daughter and now runs the company?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, Triple H. I was actually at WrestleMania 3.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Yep.
That is not as impressive as saying I was at WrestleMania 24.
WrestleMania. That was Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan, and that was at the Pontiac Silverdome, and Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant. That was
Andre ever allowed somebody to pick him up.
According to legend, he had actually WWE.com actually ran like a. They run this like five rumors video, and there's one on their homepage right now, and it's like rumor like Hulk Hogan's the first person to body slam Andre the Giant, and they're like, well, actually Bruno Sammartino did it, and Hulk Hogan had done it at a bunch of house shows.
That was the official storyline at the time.
I just love the fact that in real life that Andre decided who won matches. Because you didn't beat Andre in a match unless Andre decided you could beat him in a match. No matter who wrote the fucking story.
I mean, WWE is really well known for revisionist history. They kind of make up whatever they feel like making up.
Oh, yeah.
What you gonna do?
I kind of want to watch WrestleMania just because it's WrestleMania, though. I mean, I could sign up for the network on a free trial and watch it, and I kind of want to because I'm a big Bryan Danielson fan, a.k.a. Daniel Bryan in the WWE.
Or if you have fewer scruples than many, you could go to Eclipse Streams and stream it for free, but it's British. It's,
yeah.
Oh, right. I figured out a way to fix my hair.
Oh, I like it.
We'll just.
Now you just need one of those organs, because you look like one of those monkeys.
No, this is my Doctor Who thing. You should know from your Doctor Who podcast.
That is so not a fez.
This is going to be one of those awesome fun shows, isn't it?
I think so.
I
don't look anything like Keir or Jay.
See, but you throw me off because you've got Darth Vader in the background, so that's why I keep thinking Doctor Who.
No, that's not Darth Vader. That's Darth Tater.
Darth Tater.
The giant Darth Tater makes you think Doctor Who, huh? Why does the giant Darth Tater make you think Doctor Who?
Oh, because, potatoes. Actually, I should be thinking of Portal. Portal 2, that's some good stuff. Well, here, I'll do the Indiana Jones podcast, and we'll be good to go.
Nice. Far too many hats.
I have far too much crap within, like, reaching distance. It's like,
Would you prefer Illidan?
I would. I prefer. Nice.
Hope he fell on the floor.
I would normally line up my amiibo, but I don't
what
have
about,
like
a... What about my bro, Garrus? Is he acceptable?
Yes.
I will bring out the Creech.
Yep, you are not prepared.
You have to level the Creech.
So, what I meant to say was we all have a bunch of random crap.
This is true.
I don't know where my Furiona Vi is.
It's like the mark of a nerdy podcast. You have to have stuff.
That's pretty much how it works around here. We just have a bunch of crap around us. And speaking of a bunch of random crap, let's just roll into the news of the week.
News team, assemble!
Live from the ATGN studios on the internet, it's the news of the week.
I sort of did a segue, holy crap.
Indeed.
So, there's been a crap ton of news going around all over the place. We talked about Leonard Nimoy passing last week, but there's a ton of other stuff that's been going on, and I'm going to lead off the news of the week because I don't know if you guys had seen it. There was a new Avengers Age of Ultron trailer that was released, the final one. It was badass.
It was
badass. Tied in with that was something almost as badass in news is that AMC and Regal Cinemas is planning the ultimate movie marathon for Avengers Age of Ultron. You can
start... The Marvel Buttonumathon.
Yes. It starts on Wednesday, April 29th at 6 p.m. You can go see 11 superhero movies in a row. Everything from the Marvel Cinematic Universe up to...
I already did 11 movies in a row, but it was Lord of the Rings, and I did that when Return of the King released.
Ooh, impressive.
All day. All day. I never want to do that again.
I'm wondering if you actually run all the Lord of the Rings Super Jumbo editions in a row and all the Hobbits, is that longer than the 11 Marvel films?
I think so.
Probably.
It was so much more walking.
So much more walking. Good God.
More walking.
If I had the money and the time, I honestly, and a local AMC, I honestly probably would go do the Marvel Buttonumathon and watch them all in a row. But that's going to be a lot of stink in a theater with that many, you know, nerds that are watching that many movies.
They do a break between movies, so you can go get some, you know, go to the bathroom, walk around a little bit, get some food. You would not believe how exhausted you get at the end of just watching a bunch of movies.
Oh, I can believe it. This would be brutal. I mean, there's a few of the Marvel movies I could take a nap through and not care.
I think the Saturday, Sunday, the week before Avengers comes out, I'll just watch them all at home. I'll just start Saturday morning and I'll just watch the entire Marvel catalog on Blu-ray.
Now, it might be worth it to buy it just to go see, like, Winter Soldier on the big screen again and Avengers on the big screen again.
But Guardians.
And Guardians, yeah.
True. Yeah, seeing Winter Soldier on the big screen again would be nice. That movie was pretty.
I just think there's going to be a lot of people that do that, and more power to them. There's not a lot of theaters doing it, it doesn't look like. I think the closest one to me was in Atlanta, Georgia. So I was like, well, I'm not driving 14 hours to go to a movie marathon.
Yeah, I think the closest one to me would be Seattle.
I'm a cheap fan.
I'm betting, I haven't looked, but I'm betting the closest one to me is probably Chicago. I can take a train, but that's 4 hours.
Well, that's only like a third of the time you'd be sitting in the movie theater.
I will not be going in Chicago.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I just thought it was a cool piece of news to see they were doing something like that, and I've got to imagine there are going to be a lot of people that go and do that, and I just couldn't do it. I would go crazy. I love watching movies and stuff, but 11 hours straight movies, or not 11 hours, 11 superhero movies in a row? That's insane.
Well, see, and I wonder, too, now that I'm thinking about it, if it actually counts for a domestic gross for those movies being played in the theaters again.
No. No, they only... Box Office Mojo basically does initial run. They don't include it. But it does go against the cost of the movie, yeah. But like, if you're going to Box Office Mojo to see how it did, they do initial run.
That makes sense.
Like I said, I just thought it was cool, but I'm happy to turn it over to someone else who'd like to take their news of the week.
Oh, you want someone else to go now?
Go for it, Cody. I want to do yours.
I was distracted because we have Q&A feature, and there's a really burning question.
Do you want to handle the Q&A first, and then we'll go into your news?
Have you seen the? Well, I don't. You should ask it. It's your show.
All right. So we got a question in the Q&A. It's from one Stephen J, who asked, "If I was a surfer, how long could I ride Cody's hair?"
The answer is, you would get your arm bitten off by a shark like the girl in Hawaii. That's the answer.
Ouch.
I was going to say, I'm usually asked by women how long they can ride me, but that beautiful, gorgeous, supermodel-like women is what I'm used to being interacting with in that context. However, if one had the onus to ride it for hours on end, I would not, yes.
That one kind of fell apart at the end.
That's the answer you're getting without...
It fell apart at the beginning.
Yeah, no, that's the answer you're getting without me having coffee, because I ran out of creamer, and the Trader Joe's French vanilla coffee is really bad. So my girlfriend's getting creamer and may return with it, but until then, I'm running on fumes. With daylight savings, man, we got effed in the A last night. Like, I'm not happy with this.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I got out of a bar, and I was like, well, where do we go now? Well, it's 3:45. Okay. So that was dumb. Daylight savings is dumb and stupid and archaic, and I hate it.
It's unnecessary now.
Yeah. But you know what's not dumb and archaic, and I hate it?
There you
Check
go.
Out that transition.
Boom.
Ah.
Well, that wasn't a transition if you stop.
Yeah, you have to keep going.
That's what we can edit for. I mean, what?
See, you did there. Hey, guess what happened? Rock Band 4 was announced.
Woo!
I'm surprised. I mean, this franchise has been dead for how long?
Well, here's what happened. Guitar Hero was awesome, and then Rock Band was awesome and introduced new ideas. And then, what was Activision got bought?
So.
Yeah, Activision was just like, oh, hello, Rock Band. Hello, Guitar Hero. How are you doing? How about we release a game every 6 months? Every 6 months and beat it into the ground until no one wants it anymore. And then, like, just horribly oversaturate the market and just then ruined all of it. And Harmonix is over here on the side in the meantime, releasing some new tracks and releasing Rock Band 3 and doing all right. And then, like, Activision just broke the genre because they wouldn't stop. There's, like, a Green Day Rock Band. The Beatles Rock Band is okay, but it's the, like... I've beaten every song on Expert so far with 5 stars, with gold stars, most of them, without even, like, ever having heard some of them or having to play them a second time. It's just the easiest game ever.
Without having heard them?
Have you heard the Beatles songs
that you haven't heard?
Have you ever heard the entire Beatles album? There's some obscure shit out there.
Yes, there is.
Like, some of their good, really some of their popular
weird stuff.
The Beatles weren't all they're cracked up to be.
They're fine, obviously, but like, there's a lot of weird, obscure Beatles songs that no one has ever heard, and you're like, what drugs were you on?
They were on
LSD.
It's like
Sgt. Pepper's was LSD fuel.
Like, believe me, the Beatles would not be as popular as they were if their entire album had included as much sitar as some of their weird, drippy, Middle Eastern-inspired slash. None of it makes sense.
Well, you know, good for them for experimenting. I mean, seriously, there's a lot of bands that get in a groove, and that's it.
It's true. But I have 100%ed several songs on Expert on guitar.
Nice.
It's so easy. And I'm not that great a rock band. Like, I can barely beat Green Grass and High Tides from the first one. Like, barely on a good day. But so anyway, Activision just beat the games into the ground and just released easy, terrible. Guitar Hero Aerosmith? Like, who wants that?
The only reason I got that is because it was bundled with a guitar and mine was broken when Circuit City was closing, so I got the game and guitar for $20.
Yes, nice. Exactly.
John exactly. said Ringo Starr is the
oh,
Beatles.
Come on.
There's
you wouldn't
the
want
to
play
so
Dream
fucking
on?
Easy to star.
Again, I would want to play a couple of their songs.
You don't want to play the full catalog? You don't want to play the stuff from, like, Toys in the Attic that's really obscure?
Yeah, this is the same with Metallica. Guitar Hero Metallica, where they had to give you a second kick pedal because it's, like, it's so outrageously difficult. And so that's on the flip side. It's like, I can't play. No one can play any of these. It's stupid.
In the chat room right now, Steve and John Drew are raging about Ringo Starr.
Yeah, it is.
So,
well, leave him alone.
Feel free to let him rage. Willie did bring up a good point that I hadn't heard about Rock Band 4. He said all of the old DLC songs will transfer over.
Yeah, they're working out a way to do that. They're also working with Sony and Microsoft to get old peripherals to work on next-gen consoles. So this is a big deal, and this isn't something that's generally been done. Is there, some way so that if you have, like, I have, four guitars and the rest of the band for Xbox 360. So if I have an Xbox One, this means I may not have to repurchase every peripheral, which is a huge deal. I'm guessing they could just get, a USB adapter, dongle thing or something.
You'd have to wire it in, I'm guessing, but...
Yeah, it's all USB, though. Like, it's USB-based. It shouldn't be that hard to get it functioning on the new systems.
No, it shouldn't.
So, hopefully they'll be able to accomplish that, but that's one of their goals. All the reverse DLC, as you mentioned, is it. And their idea is for this to kind of be... They're also dropping Pro mode, which is kind of a bummer. If you recall Rock Band 3, you were able to buy a real guitar and plug it into your console, and you could play the songs on actual guitar. They did this with keyboards.
So you could learn how to play actual music instead of just push buttons on an oversized remote?
Right, yeah, exactly. So that was very exciting for a lot of people. I would imagine they could do that with drums. I don't know why they wouldn't. Because drums, all you do is add two cymbals and you're basically in pro mode, right? So, I think it'd be a waste if they don't include that portion of it. But other than pro mode being dropped, they're just trying to make it as fast as possible. And they want this to be, its own kind of platform, its own kind of, universe. So they're not going to make more Rock Band games. They're just going to, this is going to be... the music game, hub where all music stuff comes through, which makes sense now that Guitar Hero is dead. Now they can do this. Before they had the competition and there was oversaturation, so it was kind of do we release a better game? What do we do? But now if they want it to be, its own thing, that kind of makes a lot more sense. And I'm way more excited than I thought I would be about this. They were good games. I don't know if
I never played them.
I played some of the Guitar Hero ones. I was not very good at it, but it was a fun party game when you went to someone's house and you had all the instruments there and you guys could just have fun playing that game.
It is a fun party game, except for the fact that someone always wants to sing, and inevitably, a lot of people just don't know the words to songs. And and if you've got a lot of
fun part when you're drunk and they're getting the song lyrics wrong,
right? And if you're at a convention and any female approaches the stage, it's going to be Evanescence, literally every time.
Yeah, you're probably right.
This is over years of going to conventions with Rock Band tournaments and Rock Band just open plays. Every girl sings Evanescence.
I sing Heart. Is that okay?
Thank you. Yes, I'm so glad. Have you sung Heart at conventions? Because
no, I don't usually sing at conventions.
Please go to conventions and stop this.
And be the one girl that's not singing Evanescence.
I was once in a Rock Band tournament at Gen Con, and the format was you played a song, and then the opposing team had to play the song. Then they would pick a song and play it, and then your team had to play it. And then if there was a tiebreaker, I don't remember who decides on, a neutral song or whatever. But I don't remember what we played, but the opposing team challenged us with some Evanescence song I had never heard. But they did it first. So I got to, and I was the singer. And I busted out a falsetto that was so ridiculous, my drummer and guitarist almost failed out from laughing.
Nice.
It hit this ridiculous register, and I was like, just super high. So that's my Evanescence story.
Wow. Yeah, while we were talking about Rock Band, Steven started rocking out about Journey's Don't Stop Believin' in the chat room. I kind of wish he had his camera on.
Okay, if we're going to talk about Don't Stop Believin' and Journey, I have to, as a Detroit native, point out there's no such thing as South Detroit. Okay, move on.
Wow.
I think Willie's got some serious cred here when it comes to Rock Band. He goes, I got over 500 songs ready for DLC to get moved over.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, his name is Willie Nelson. I mean,
this is true. And the draftsman wanted to drop in the chat room. I'll bring that up real quick as we transition to the next story. He said he wanted to drop in and tell us that, wow, I lost my train of thought. Chappie was really good. He enjoyed it.
I've been hearing really mixed things about that. I had someone say yesterday that Chappie was awesome and don't listen to the critics, and I had someone say Friday, don't waste your time, it was horrible. But he also didn't like District 9.
Okay.
So if you don't like District 9, you're probably not going to like Chappie.
Draftsman said that the idea was better than the execution, but it's still a very good Pinocchio story, is how he put it in the chat room.
And it's Wolverine with a frickin' mullet.
Yeah, he said it's clunkier than the other Bombcat movies, and it felt like being dropped into a strange fairy tale South Africa.
Even with a mullet, Hugh Jackman is still freaking hot.
True. That's because he's like 2% body fat.
Yep.
No, he'd be overweight and still be hot.
Charisma.
He's a hot dude.
Willie Nelson's pointing out in the chat room, he has no relation to the Willie Nelson. Just so that we know.
What, he's not a 70-year-old pasta-maker?
I'm disappointed.
One could dream, right?
Ruin my day.
I figured it was, a really high country singer just happened upon our podcast.
It's possible, I guess. Well, I'm going to kick it over to you, Jeannie. What do you got for us for news of the week this week?
I'm a little HBO-centric. But
I can understand why if you're doing a Game of Thrones podcast.
Time Warner is currently in talks with Apple for their separate HBO Now, which is basically their idea for a separate subscription-based system where you just pay for that and you can watch their programming. So they're in talks with Apple to finally get that finished. Everybody was hoping that it would be out by the time Game of Thrones releases, but that's not going to happen. There's been some really weird things going on with that whole process, because they were going to do it in-house, and then one of the higher-ups left, and now they're not going to do it in-house, and then the person they hired to do the whole project has left the company, and now they're in talks with Apple to get it done. I'm still hoping, because I really don't want to pay for it, both cable and HBO. That's just a lot of money. And they're also, in addition to that, they've also made HBO Go available on the PS4, app is now available on PS4. And Comcast Xfinity subscribers with Rokus may already be aware that HBO Go has up till now been not available to them. They're the only ones on Roku it wasn't available to.
Yeah.
But they finally worked that out, and if you are an Xfinity subscriber, you can now get HBO Go on your Roku.
That's nice. I'm not an Xfinity subscriber anymore because I hated their service. I have them for internet because I have no choice.
Yeah, we have no choice for that as well.
Who here has used HBO Go?
I've used it in the past when I had HBO.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Because I've never used it. So is it an interface? Because it's basically just HBO's version of the Netflix Instant Stream, right?
Sort of, but they have their entire catalog on it.
Everything that's on HBO is available on HBO Go?
Everything that HBO has made is on HBO, from what I could tell. You can go back and watch Deadwood, or you can go back and watch...
Rome, you can watch Carnival, you can watch... If it's an HBO...
Tales from the Crypt?
You can watch... I don't remember, I didn't look for that, but I know that old comedy specials are still on there, all of it. Their entire catalog is on HBO Go. I believe the idea is the same thing will happen with HBO Now, but they're still in the process of creating it, so I don't know how it's going to end up working out.
HBO Go has been their experiment to be able to do the HBO Now. That's basically how they've been able to test how they want to do a lot of these things, because I know they've had problems with HBO Go in the past, and it's to be expected. Like, after a new Game of Thrones episode comes out, especially the season premieres, HBO Go would routinely crash because the servers were overloaded.
Almost every... I would say probably about 7 of the 10 episodes last season crashed about 5 minutes into the episode because it releases on HBO Go the same time it airs on East Coast. So you can watch it and it would crash. It'd be crashed for like a half an hour.
Draftsman brings up also that The Wire would be on HBO Go, and everyone says The Wire is a fantastic show, and I have not seen it yet.
But
I loved it.
But you can also watch most of their old product that's over 5 years old. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can get it on there as well. Their old stuff prior to 5 years is all available on Prime as well.
So, looking in the chat, Willie Nelson said, I'm trying to see if anyone will let me activate my PS4 with their HBO subscription, because HBO said they don't care about the sharing. And that is actually an interesting point. They have said that. They're like, yeah, we don't really care.
Well, I think I've long speculated that. We've discussed this many times on Tyrion's Landing. I am of the opinion the reason that they don't care is because the more they see that happening, the more leverage they have with cable companies to not drop their service if they go independent. Because right now their business model is all of the advertising comes from the cable companies. That's right. Where they get all of their advertising. They don't have to spend money on that, which is why they haven't gone out on their own prior to now, because that they get really testy about that. So you don't want to bite the hand that feeds you. But if they, the more that happens, I mean, Game of Thrones is still in 2014 was the most downloaded, most pirated show on the internet. That's the fourth year in a row.
Wow.
So that's huge leverage with, I think that's partly why they haven't gone after people for it.
It's because they have their scarcity, because they're an HBO show, so only select people can see it. So it drives that interest, because either you have to get HBO or you have to steal it.
Yep.
I mean, because they're down. Look, in today's world, more normally people are like, well, I'll just download the next day on Amazon or iTunes if I can. With the HBO shows, you have to wait a year, basically, to be able to download them on iTunes. That's why.
Absolutely.
There were a lot of tech podcasts I used to listen to, and some of that I still do. They always talked about, I buy the season pass for Game of Thrones so that a year from now they'll download, but in the interim, I go on BitTorrent and take it, because I've already paid for it. I'm just waiting to be able to get it.
Lot of people, and that's another, I think, strategy for them is the more this happens, the more popular it gets, the more people say that I would pay for it if it's available, and they're kind of getting a groundswell of people saying I would pay for it if it's available, but it's not available, so I take it.
Right. Willie put a clarification there. He goes, I thought the episodes, in as soon as they end live, they're available to stream. So I guess you probably have to wait like a minute after the live stream's over or the live viewing's over. I'm not sure.
No, I watch most of them on HBO Go. They air at the same time.
Same time? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, I haven't messed with it, and Game of Thrones is still on my list to get to. I was mostly using my HBO subscription to watch Last Week Tonight.
All right, Chris, and I'm going to borrow your HBO subscription, because then I need to watch season 4.
I don't currently have
an HBO. I've seen the first 3.
Yeah, I don't have an HBO subscription right now. I let it go after my promo period ran out. In the chat room, Willie Nelson asks, anyone have HBO that trusts me?
They make sure they trust Willie Nelson, so it's even better they're asking me to trust Willie Nelson. I trust a pot-smoking country singer. Nice guy.
What could go wrong?
Really friendly. Yeah, what could go wrong?
Nothing at all, I think. But let's transition on. Anthony, what do you got for your news this week?
I will do mine pretty quick. We got a couple little things here. Do the screen share first. The big announcement coming out of DC was we finally got to see Supergirl. So we got the actress from, Glee, in the suit for the first time. And basically, I think she looks awesome. She's not quite as blonde as in the comics, but it's a pretty cool suit. It's kind of a mix between, it's almost as dark as the Man of Steel one. The red S seems to be a lot brighter, and then there's some actual yellow on it, though maybe not as much as, it's definitely not the comics, it's not primary colors, but it's definitely a slightly brighter version of the Man of Steel costume, but it still fits in that universe. So I think it looks pretty good. They did,
They got the headshot of her and then the full outfit where you can see she's got the actual gold belt and then the skirt, knee-high boots. I think it's a pretty cool costume.
Yeah, I was happy.
Not as blonde, but yeah, not as blonde as the comics, but the actress, I guess, really has a dark hair, and so they lighten it up a little bit.
Well, I can see that's what bugs me about people complaining about casting, that they don't look like them. There's wigs and they can dye their hair and stuff. But I would guess that the reason it's not as bright as the comics is because they're still trying to be gritty.
Yeah, but I figured they would have to aim somewhere between the comic book Supergirl and the Man of Steel costume, and it looks like they definitely, you know, went more down the spectrum towards the Man of Steel costume, but still, I mean, she has the gold belt. There's actual yellow around the S. It will, I mean, if you put them on screen next to each other, her costume is definitely going to look brighter than his. It's a really dark photo shoot. It's on a black background. You know, you show her flying through, you know, a light blue sky, that outfit's going to look a lot brighter. But yeah, I think they did a really good job. It looks really cool. I'm excited for the show to start to see what she ends up looking like on camera.
It's by the Arrow and Flash team, so it should be pretty good.
So it will be fucking amazing. And then one of the best things ever from the start of this year was the Battle of the Chrises. They did their Super Bowl bet, and they ended up, Chris Pratt lost. So since Seattle lost, Star-Lord went to Boston and hung out with Chris Evans, who sadly people actually give him shit because Chris Evans wasn't in costume when they went to the Children's Hospital in Boston. But the whole bet was that Chris Pratt had to dress as Star-Lord and hang out with the kids. And what we all were kind of hoping would happen did happen, and they finished up basically the second half of it. And I'm screen sharing now for those watching live. Captain America showed up at the Children's Hospital in Seattle with Chris Pratt. So even though he won the bet, they still went and saw the kids at the other hospital as well. So basically, Chris Pratt and Chris Evans are fucking amazing. These guys are basically, they're actors that have become real-life superheroes. I love these guys. They're you can't say anything bad about them.
Yeah,
they're
awesome. I love the fact that they both went in costume to the children's hospitals and took tons of pictures. And there's a great picture going around. I saw it on Twitter and I forgot to bookmark it. It's like, these guys are real superheroes. It says, it shows like Robert Downey Jr. with the kid that was wearing the Iron Man suit and the walker. It's like all of the main Marvel superheroes all doing their charitable stuff in costume and stuff. And I was like, that is cool stuff to see that people don't really think about, is the fact that.
And as Chris mentioned too, like, Chris Evans is in the new Captain America outfit. Like, that's his Avengers 2 costume. We haven't even seen that on screen yet. And he's going and wearing it in the children's hospital. Like, oh yeah, this is what I'm going to look like in the next movie. Like, these kids are getting a sneak preview of fucking Captain America. What the hell?
Well, that's the, I would imagine that's the costume that Marvel gave him to wear.
Yeah.
More than likely, yeah. I love it. The fact that these guys took, you know, two celebrities kind of arguing back and forth on Twitter, which, you know, happens all the time, and it's all, you know, all sorts of stupid shit getting said back and forth between celebrities, and it's two guys who are, you know, who have become, you know, massive superheroes, massive stars because of the characters they play, and they used it as a really good chance to do something great for a bunch of sick kids. There's absolutely nothing bad I can say about these two guys. They're fucking spectacular.
Yeah. There's one picture in there that's one of my favorites of the pictures they've released, where they're all with Chris and Chris and the kid's dad, and the kid is in the bed, and they're all, you know, with their flexing their muscles, and it's just really cool. They're all just like into the camera. It's a really fun picture.
Let's see if I can find that one.
Yeah, it's just a great thing to see two famous dudes who arguably don't necessarily have to do stuff like that, choosing to go and do that, and kind of making a cool event by putting it on Twitter and making a bet about it, and gaining awareness for both of those hospitals and stuff, too. Everybody wins.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, I look at Marvel, and you know, there's been so much jokes about the casting and the fact that a lot of us think Marvel has never done a bad casting yet, which is kind of amazing. But honestly, they took the guy that nobody thought could be John Johnny Storm. And Johnny Storm, now we're going to make him Captain America. Nobody thought that was going to work. And then they took the pudgy guy from Parks and Rec and basically turned him into an intergalactic fucking Indiana Jones. And nobody thought that was going to work.
Nobody thought Guardians was going to work at all.
But not only did they get two great actors to portray two of their characters extremely well, they got two amazing ambassadors for Marvel. Like, that's really what it is. These guys are going around and showing that what actors in these roles can do can, you know, be just fucking spectacular. Yeah, and here's the one Jeannie was talking about with all the kids. All the Chris and the dad and the kid in the bed all flexing their muscles. That's a fucking great photo. They're all making the bigger faces.
Yeah. I think it all kind of started with Robert Downey Jr., and that's partly, you know, partly his personality. He's a big personality, but that's definitely one of the things that he, you know, when he was the premier Marvel superhero, he was out front with the kids, loving being involved with it all. So, you know, I think
him and Christian Bale. A lot of people give Bale shit about, you know, his attitude for that big blow up on the set at that one movie. But like Batman, you know, Christian Bale kept showing up at hospitals all over the U.S. during the time he was doing the Nolan films.
Yeah, and what's amazing about Christian Bale though is, most of the time he would just show up. It wasn't an announcement or anything like that. He would just show up to see the kids.
Right.
Which is cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had one more tiny thing if you want to throw some more money away. New Humble Bundle, Humble Bundle Transformers 2. They want all your allowance. Just go look. There's fucking hundreds of Transformers comics. And it's, you know, it's pay what you want. Part of the money goes to charity. This time it's going to the Hasbro Children's Fund. So another great way to help out kids. If you can only give them a couple of bucks, you get, like, you give them, like, 5 cents, you'll get Transformers More Than Meets the Eyes, Volumes 1 through 6, which is 29 issues, and then More Than Meets the Eye, 34 through 37. If you pay above the average, which right now is $11.46, you get Robots in Disguise, Volumes 1 through 6, which is 28 issues, and Cybertron, Volume 1, which is 6 issues. If you pay more than $16.45... you get Days of Deception, Transformers 35-37, Robots in Disguise 33-34, and then Dark Cybertron Volume 2, another 6 issues. So just a ton of Star Wars, or Transformers comics.
Nice. I did have one last thing I wanted to bring up. We all heard earlier this week that Harrison Ford was in a plane crash. His son and his PR folks are reporting he's going to be perfectly fine. He'll just take a little time for him to heal up. So good news for Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford is a badass. I'm sorry. Doors falling on him and breaking his leg. He's crashing his plane, and he's like, I'm fine.
This is a much better injury. Last time, literally, like, a piece of a set fell on him and crippled the old man. This time, he crashed a World War II plane that he was flying. That's fucking cool.
Actually, he saved it from being worse because the engine went out, so he landed it with no power, basically.
Nice.
How badass.
That's way cooler. That's some Han Solo shit.
Well, he flew the Millennium Falcon for crying out loud.
You know, now that I realize that I should have probably mentioned multiple news stories and not just one, there is one other thing I want to bring up.
Let's do it.
I don't know how you guys feel about this guy right here on the screen.
Okay, for describe. I have no idea.
I'm not seeing it.
I don't even know
who
that is.
None of you know. That's Frieza.
That's Dragon Ball Vegeta or whatever. Oh, Frieza.
This is the new Frieza. There is a new Dragon Ball Z movie being released called Dragon Ball Z: The Resurrection of F. And I don't know why they're making this.
Yeah, and apparently, Frieza stole Gold Dust wrestling outfit and is now in a gold bodysuit.
I didn't know the alphabet was being imprisoned.
Well, he was white before, or it's gold now. So, but anyway, they just released the trailer for The Resurrection of F, and you first look at the new Frieza, who is gold and looks kind of like an Oscar statue to some.
Are you sure it's not blue and black?
Right?
It might be. Fuck that dress, by the way. Fuck that stupid-ass dress.
But anyway, I don't know. I am as a longtime Dragon Ball Z fan, because it is the best, worst, best thing ever. I don't care. I'm like, oh, he's gold now. But like, apparently, many people, because the internet, you know, it became like a thing this week. But it was kind of it kind of left some waves on the geekosphere in terms of like dividing fans, because you know what. What is there more important worth talking about than the look of a villain from an 80s Japanese cartoon, right?
Hiring all women for Ghostbusters.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Let's speculate on women being Ghostbusters for 6 years. You know, in like 2071, they're going to come out with a new Ghostbusters movie, and anyone who's excited, I'm just going to kill. I'm just going to go on like a rampage.
I just like it's going to be like 90-year-old Cody going around killing people.
Basically, it's going to be like, I'm going to put up with this for 80 years. No! But yeah, so there's a new Frieza. I'm shocked that none of you immediately recognized Frieza.
I saw that he had a new gold outfit.
Oh,
forgot his name. I thought it was Frieza. They all have weird ass names.
They do. Yeah, this is okay. Frieza.
So, as a DBZ fan, Cody, have you seen the Light of Hope fan film?
No.
Okay, because I was telling Chris Inaki about it last week. Around the same time that the Dark and Gritty Power Rangers fan film came out, they released a DBZ fan film called Light of Hope. Go watch that. It's the best DBZ thing ever.
The one about Trunks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did watch that, actually.
Yeah, isn't that fucking thing is amazing. That was really solid. The actual Dragon Ball Z movie that they produced.
Oh God. That's like saying that a D&D campaign I run is better than the Dungeons & Dragons movie. Like, it's just so... It's just so obvious.
The Dungeons & Dragons movie have weigh-ins in it. Isn't that your first clue that something's wrong when there's a weigh-ins in a movie that's supposed to be about an adventure?
Yeah, and of course, he's literally the only black guy in the movie, and he's literally the only main character who dies.
Oh, man.
Sorry, spoilers if you missed a 20-year-old terrible film that's 15 years old or whatever.
It was not good. It did have Jimmy Olsen from The Adventures of Lois and Clark.
I think I successfully wiped that one from my memory, because all I can picture in my head right now is Dolph Lundgren as He-Man.
That was
equally bad.
He was awesome. It's not his fault the rest of that movie was
I didn't say
shit.
He wasn't awesome. That movie sucked.
Yeah. I love Frank Langella's Skeletor, though. His Skeletor was awesome. I'm excited now that they released the promo art for Battle Cat for the new one, so people are kind of freaking out that we might get a really good He-Man and the Masters of the Universe film. I'm waiting to hear the name of who is going to play He-Man, because that's there's no bigger role for someone that has to look like the ultimate badass. Conan is tough, but Conan even ain't fucking He-Man.
I mean, you know who has to play He-Man?
Dolph Lundgren?
The Rock.
The Rock. The Rock.
It has to be the.
At this point, is there a male character that
I don't think Rock would look good blonde.
Ooh, yeah. I'm picturing The Rock now in a pageboy blonde haircut.
Why does he have to be blonde?
Yeah, that is creepy.
Well, that's not have to be. He doesn't have to be.
If you think about it, how many actors...
The Rock was Scorpion King.
Yeah, very few actors can pull off the look of He-Man.
Yeah, it needs to be The Rock. And it needs to be. Did you see the second G.I. Joe movie? Because that movie was awesome. Fun.
I didn't see either one. I really need to.
It's on Netflix right now. You can watch the second G.I. Joe. And it is actually, you don't have to watch the first one if you don't want to, because it's not that good. And you won't miss much.
It's worth watching for Snake Eyes. They're both worth watching just for Ray Park.
Anytime you got Ray Park in a movie, you can't see his face.
Ray Park is a badass.
$100 million. Yep. He's awesome as Snake Eyes.
Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Headless Horseman.
The second G.I. Joe movie is so good. It's so good.
It's just the only bad part is the RZA can't act, and he needs to stop. I love the RZA, but motherfucker can't act. His blind master is the most stumbling-ass, ridiculous character ever in a film.
Yeah, he's good at standing there looking badass and moving around and doing martial arts, but yeah, actually acting.
Actually, I'll take that back. He wasn't bad in Brick Mansions. I just watched the Paul Walker remake of the French film District 13, and RZA actually was pretty good in that.
I haven't seen that one. Draftsman's in the chat. He goes, people, movie studios are just cranking the nostalgia machine very hard right now. They're repacking and selling our childhood back to us piece by piece. You hear me? Piece by piece. I can live with it if it's fun.
That's because the people who grew up with this are now the ones in charge.
That's true, too.
That's also true. Because Hollywood doesn't have an original idea more than once every 5 to 10 years.
I take issue with that. When they do, we hate it.
Not always. I loved The Matrix.
You loved Dominatrix?
Oh, yeah.
That is legitimately
what you said.
What
we're talking about.
That is definitely what you said.
I loved The Matrix,
That is
Cody.
Not what the words that happened. That did not occur in that order.
Maybe a Freudian slip. Maybe.
Possibly a little bit of one.
Although, speaking of licenses that aren't still, I did want to mention, have you seen Dragon Ball Z Abridged?
No.
Right. So if anyone is a fan of Dragon Ball Z and grew up watching it or has any fond memories of it, there is a nonprofit fan-based parody on YouTube called Dragon Ball Z Abridged. And they take the episodes, shorten them basically into like 10-15 minute chunks, and redub them with completely, like, they cut up the scenes differently and it's completely like just fan-dubbed. And it is the funniest. It is the funniest thing on YouTube. Like, it is outrageously funny. They're in the middle of the Cell Saga or the Android Saga. I guess, yeah, they're in the Android Saga right now. But they did the entire, like, Raditz and Vegeta saga, and they did the whole Frieza saga. And the voices are phenomenal. Vegeta is just super angry all the time. Goku is just really dumb. And he, like, keeps calling everyone the wrong name. Like, there's a whole scene where Vegeta has to explain why he calls Goku Kakarot, and Krillin and Gohan, like, don't understand. They, like, just don't get it. Mr. Popo is this weird alien thing that's on... He's a weird guy, but they make him into this weird, like, serial killer creeper guy. So when he sends them to training, he's like, yes, you're going to be training forever. This crazy diabolical laugh.
If it's a shortened version of DBZ, I'll go watch it just for that. Because dear God, if that isn't the cartoon with the most filler and the longest lead ups to any fucking thing happening ever, like, there's no show that has more filler and lead up sequences than DBZ.
Yeah,
it's fucking insane.
Well, they released Dragon Ball Z Kai to address that. I don't know if you've heard of that. The Funimation, the actual studio re-released Dragon Ball Z, basically cut out without the filler. So instead of the first season being 26 episodes or whatever, it's like 12. And
I need to find that then. Because I like DBZ, but dear God, some of those filler sequences are just insane.
Well, that's an official release, and my understanding is that's because the show got ahead of the manga in Japan. So Akira Toriyama was releasing it, like, they'd have to wait an episode, so they had to drag things out, and that's where they added that filler. So they introduced...
Oh, so there's an actual good reason for it. Okay, that's kind of that's good to hear.
Yeah, so it's
like, why are these two characters staring at each other for 4 minutes before they actually fight?
Right, exactly.
Some of those sequences are ridiculously long.
Oh yeah, they didn't go the Game of Thrones route where George R. R. Martin just told the writers what happens, and he's like, "Yeah, just make it as fast as you want," because he's never going to finish.
That's not quite how it happened. No, he asked them who Jon Snow's mother was, and they told him, and they were right. That's why he said okay for them to do it.
Oh.
Nice. Well, did he give them the hit list? That's what I want to know. Did he hand them, like, these are all the characters killed, to die.
There are quite, I wouldn't say quite a few, there's like two or three characters in the show that are dead that are quite alive in book five.
Interesting.
Hmm.
They've killed out four people than George R. R. Martin has.
All I can think is a South Park parody right now, though. That's the problem.
Oh.
South Park's Game of Thrones parody was hilarious. The Black Friday Wars.
Did you see the Bob's Burgers one?
No, I don't watch Bob's Burgers. I'm told I should.
Yeah, Knox is not here, so you're not going to get any Bob's Burgers love. I fucking hate that show.
I've never really watched the show, but you know, I saw that particular segment, and it was well done. They had cat dragons and everything. It was awesome.
So before we wrap things up, I did want to let you know, Anthony, you're not alone. The Draftsman says, I too love Dominatrix.
Me and the Draftsman, we're going to go hang out with some Dominatrixes.
So looking at the time, we are going to start wrapping up the show. We'll do that in our traditional way. This is when we, the podcast panelists on the ATGN podcast, get to share with you, our listeners, what we've been doing geeky and nerdy in the last week, and what we're planning on doing coming up. So I'm going to go first and say what I've been getting into is that I'm halfway through season 4 of Breaking Bad right now because I got tired of Anthony busting my balls about the fact that I was behind.
Yeah.
So I am watching because I enjoy the show and to shut Bachman up. Those are the two primary reasons.
Good luck with
that. I went on a little bit of a Lego kick again this week. I went and bought the Lego Quinjet, the Avengers one, from Age of Ultron and built that. It is a fun Lego set, and I'm kind of rediscovering my childhood building all these Legos. It's been gloriously fun. And finally, I checked my email this morning, and I had my shipping notification from the Lego store in FedEx that my Lego helicarrier will ship on Monday. So hopefully nice. Sometime at the end of the week, I'll begin building my 3,000-piece helicarrier. Because I am just a giant kid inside.
Hell yes.
Nothing wrong with that, I don't think. So I'm going to kick it to you, Cody. What have you been getting into? What are you planning on getting into?
All I do is play Hyrule Warriors.
I heard it's good.
It's all I do. it's all I do. No, seriously. Like, as soon as this podcast is over, I'm immediately going into my living room and playing it. Nice. I'm addicted on a level that is unnatural. And it didn't even make my top 5 games of the year last year, but because the legend mode, the main like storyline mode, doesn't. I don't know. I thought the levels were really long. I didn't get that into it. I'm like, oh, it's kind of repetitive. But there's this adventure mode where it's basically like little side quests, and it's just like a map of side quests, and it's all I'm doing. It's this like completionist. Obsessive completionist mentality, so I can't stop playing it.
We don't know anything about that here.
Nope.
Yeah, right. So Hyrule Warriors is like all I've been doing in terms of gaming, and I'm watching Doctor Who with my girlfriend, which is a great excuse to rewatch the David Tennant episodes, which I've been dying to rewatch for years. They're so good. We just watched the episode where he meets Satan, pretty much.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God, that one is so good.
I have actually been watching some Doctor Who because my girlfriend's rewatching it. So when I'm in the living room and she's watching, I'll hang around and watch some of them. She's got the Matt Smith's run.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I have not rewatched most of Tenet, so this is really good. The last thing I did is I upgraded my Android OS to Android Lollipop, and it was one of the worst decisions I have ever made.
What?
There's nothing good about Android Lollipop. It is the worst. Like, I don't even want a smartphone anymore. Like, it's that bad.
I've had Lollipop for almost a year now, and it's fantastic.
Lollipop screws my battery.
It's so awful. You can't do anything from the lock screen.
They're changing a lot. That's what you have to do is upgrade your apps. It's not Lollipop, it's the apps. You don't have the current apps on them.
I need to upgrade. Is my image completely... Am I connected at all?
You're still connected. We just lost your camera.
Yeah, my webcam is broken, so that's the other nerdy thing I've been doing.
You've been breaking your webcam?
Yeah, Pretty much. I have a backup camera, but apparently it's not functioning either, so...
No worries, we're wrapping up. It's like perfect timing.
Yeah. Well, people were getting sick of my hair anyway, which I did not anticipate being as much of this episode.
Topic of discussion.
Yeah, I didn't either. It became a big thing in the questions and answer thing in Google Plus that I started ignoring because we were talking about funnier things.
True, very fair.
Very fair. So how about yourself, Jeannie? What have you been getting into? What do you plan on getting into?
Well, like I said, I have been rewatching The X-Files and Babylon 5. Babylon 5 is, you know, that the graphics are still getting worse and worse, but the story is still solid as ever.
Yeah, the story's great. The CGI is terrible.
Yeah. I just bought a new boom arm for my microphone. Yay! I'm also planning on getting a USB hub, because who doesn't have enough USB ports?
That's true.
And I am getting ready to read my very first Piers Anthony book.
Oh, nice. I haven't
read any of his before. So my book club, that's the pick this month, so I'm getting ready to read it.
Nice. How about yourself, Anthony? What have you been getting into? What are you planning on getting into going forward?
I just finished last night season 3 of House of Cards. They dropped the third season on the Netflix. It is still the best political thriller since fucking The West Wing. Kevin Spacey is amazing. And the fact that Robin Wright is damn near 50 and still looks that good is almost offensive. She's so hot. She's just so hot. And the fact that she plays basically a psychopath on that show is just, she's amazing. Finished House of Cards. I'm starting Vikings. I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about that, so I'm starting that show. And I'm thinking about going back and actually restarting Supernatural. I keep being told that I need to actually get caught up on that show by a friend, so I think all 7 seasons is on Netflix, so that might become my background noise.
They're up to 10 now.
9 seasons on Netflix.
Yeah. They're on season 10 right now on TV.
Yeah, so that might be my my background noise for a while I'm doing my drawing stuff. I'm still working on finishing out the Ninja Turtles for a friend. I got Mikey done. I got Leo and Ralph to do. We got the cover done for Geek, so it is heading out to the publisher. So pretty soon, I'm looking probably a month or two down the road, I will actually have a hard copy of the graphic novel, which pages I colored 1 through 65, should be on its way to me. Dropped a couple $100 on my pull list, been basically trying to get caught up. Nova's still a fantastic book. That's a good one. Miles Morales finding out about his dad's days in S.H.I.E.L.D. has been awesome. Rocket Raccoon is still written by Scotty Young, and it's still like the funniest thing ever. And then finally able to pick up my Star Wars number 1 that had been sitting in my box.
It's so good.
A really great issue. Then I was very sad because the very last issue of X-Factor by Peter David came out again, because this series was just canceled like 2 years ago. And then they brought it back and had Peter David writing it again. It made it to issue 20 this time. Marvel canceled it again. God damn you, Marvel. Quit canceling X-Factor. And then I also picked up one that has been making a lot of the nerd circles. I got a Bitch Planet 1 and 2 by Kelly Sue DeConnick. It's a fucking great book. There's been like all sorts of talk about it on the internet. But yeah, it's super fun. It's amazing artwork. Really crazy storyline, and I'm excited to see where it's going.
I have not read that one. I might have to... I've heard things about it that are good, but I'm just now getting myself back into my comics after a while.
I've still got a fairly good-sized stack upstairs. I realized the other day, over the last 2 paychecks of basically 2.5 weeks, I dropped like $300 at my LCS to try to get caught up, so there's still like $100 in my pull list.
That's impressive.
I'm not caught up yet, but I'm closer. Well, and I got a stack of trade paperbacks I have to get too. It's all Action Lab, man. I get every book they put out. I have so many Action Lab books to read; it's ridiculous.
They're from just up the road here.
Yeah, and they're awesome.
They come to the local cons and stuff. They're really cool guys.
Indeed, they are. Action Labs is good books. I think I might be writing about them on Boston's Best this week.
And you can find that over at GunnaGeek.com on Monday morning.
There we go.
Yeah, I had to get that plug in.
You're welcome, Steven.
So as we're wrapping things up, I did want to say a big thank you to both Cody and Jeannie for joining us today, filling in quite capably and quite ably for Naki while she couldn't be here. So thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for having me.
And feel free to plug. Where can we find Tyrion's Landing on the
TyrionsLanding.com and at GunnaGeek.com.
There you go. And I think Cody might sort of be here. He's been having computer issues, so you can find Unqualified Gamers at UnqualifiedGamers.com or at GunnaGeek.com.
He's rocking a crotch cam or something. I'm not sure what he's doing.
I think he's having tech issues, so I'll speak for him on that one. If he comes back, we'll let him quite capably plug. But I did also want to give a big thank you to everyone joining us in the Peanut Gallery, a.k.a. our chat room. You guys have, again, provided us some awesome, awesome content and comments during the
show. SP said Cody's hair should have its own website.
Well, you can go to Squarespace and you can build one for free with your 15-day trial if you want, guys.
There you go.
I'm thinking somebody should start a Twitter handle for Cody's hair.
For Cody's hair. I think Cody's trying to talk to us.
I don't know what...
He's fighting with the technology to join us, I think, but...
there's a weird still image, an IP video, but I don't know what you can see.
We thought that was your crotch cam.
I have now two laptops, my phone, and the crotch to join this call.
I think he keeps dropping his audio, too, which makes it even better.
Yeah, he's staticky robot voice Cody.
Well, if I didn't have Android, I think my router needs to be booting.
Apparently he's got the lollipop motherfucker going on.
Yeah, it's fucking lollipop.
I love how as he starts getting, he goes, it's fucking lolly, and it all just drops off.
See, this is what happens when you talk shit about Google on Google. Say fuck you.
or you could just get a Nexus 6, because this is a badass phone, let me tell you.
I have my Nexus 5, and it does not like lollipop.
My Nexus 4 was just fine at lollipop.
My battery is so jacked.
The Nexus 6 huge, because I want to get an upgrade once I can sell my house.
Yes.
I'm not sure I want one of these new giant phones.
It's a fast.
I have a tablet. I need
a
phone.
It's a mini tablet. It's a mini tablet.
Yeah, it's a 6-inch screen. So, again, big thank you to our guests for joining us today and also the chat room. Don't forget, we stream live every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central over at live.atgnpodcast.com, where you can be part of our peanut gallery, where you can be a part of the show by giving us hell. If you don't want to be in the chat room and want to leave us stuff, hit us up on the social media. You can find all that stuff on the website. And if you really, really want to give us hell, give us a call on the ATGN hotline at 304-806-ATGN. Oh, yeah, and I did forget. Don't forget we're running our contest, guys. We want you to make up your own superhero creations for us. And if you have ideas for those, go over to contest.atgnpodcast.com. The winner of this contest, the person who creates the best superhero or supervillain, or the funniest, potentially, will get an exclusive Anthony Bachman-drawn version of their character. So draw.
Indeed.
Draw, people. I mean, submit. I can't talk.
No, submit. I'll draw.
Yeah, you don't want me to draw because it'd be like a stick figure you'd be receiving.
I don't know.
They get my commission, and they get one of Chris's trades too.
Yes, that's right. I am giving away some trade paperbacks out of my collection. So whoever wins will also receive a couple trades, probably, because I need to clean out some stuff. So, do you guys have any parting thoughts as we wrap up?
Winter is coming.
Ooh, well played.
Cody's hair sucks.
Well, that's not nice. I quite like Cody's hair, but...
But he can't respond back.
I don't know much about hair, so...
Yes, I'm not afraid of Cody's hair. I can fight it.
And I think...
Chris is coming into that fight unarmed.
Yeah, I think Cody might be frozen again, and he just dropped on us again.
Yeah,
we
lost him.
If you want to hear more about Cody and his love of various video games, including Hyrule Warriors, go check out unqualifiedgamers.com. I'll give him the extra plug. And TyrionsLanding.com for your Game of Thrones news as we're starting up. So that's going to wrap us up, folks, and we will see you next week. Bye, kids.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this brand new episode of All Things Good Nerdy on the Gunna Geek Podcast Network.
You can find ATGN in a variety of places. Some of those include our website at atgnpodcast.com or on certain apps like Stitcher Radio. In fact, we're even on Gunna Geek's main website at gunnageek.com/network, where you can find all things good and nerdy and all of the other shows that are part of the Gunna Geek Network family. If you want to get in touch with the show directly, don't forget you can use any of the social media methods like Facebook at facebook.com/allthingsgoodnerdy or Twitter at atgnpodcast. If that's not your cup of tea for getting in touch with us, don't forget about the ATGN hotline at 304-806-ATGN. We check it each week, so leave us a message and we'll get back to you and put it on the show. That's going to wrap up another episode of All Things Good and Nerdy. Join the Atahay, Naki, and myself next week for an all-new live show at 11 a.m. Eastern Time at live.atgnpodcast.com. The music you've heard for both the intro and outro of this show were found on SoundCloud.com and are used in accordance with the Creative Commons licenses. Leaving Earth by Abandon All Hope is used as the outro of this show, and The Wind Waker by the Neskimos is used as the intro and slightly modified in both cases. To get links directly to these songs, go to atgnpodcast.com and check out the background music section.